Hey guys, I'm Mike and this is Nathan.
We are the Midway State and this is IndyCan at Canadian Music Week.
That's right, Midway State, who were backstage at the Indies at CMW. We've got more great Canadian Music Week. We're also going to have some East Coast Music Awards. We'll be talking to Solar Coaster and much more. But let's kick off from Vancouver, Hannah Georges.
gotta follow me down. We can find a place where the light is still strong. Everybody's needing for the feeling. Let's find something to believe in.
Hi, this is Neil Dixon, and I'm president of Canadian Music Week, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio. That young woman can rock. That is Amanda Zelina, who played a showcase at CMW, and before that, Ladies of Canyon and Hannah Georges, who both played on the Paquin showcase at the Drake Hotel. Okay, let's give the guys a chance here. Some more Canadian Music Week, but later on we've got Slow Coaster. We talked to them from the Eastern Canadian Music Awards and some more from that. And also from out east, we have some brand new Winter Sleep. First, we're going to hear from the gents at Canadian Music Week. On deck, we've got Make Your Exit. But here is a track. I just got this in. This is just an MP3, but we're going to have a whole Live at IndieCan with Dean LaCure. And this is one of the tracks we recorded live. We'll be hearing from them. We'll be getting three great songs. This is called Jasmine Tea by Dean LaCure. Kinda jazzy, isn't it?
Sapporo, there was a girl arrested from her home upon the ground. all through the winter. And I've been a mess all through the winter, all through the winter.
What do you want from me?
The Mission District. They kicked off Canadian Music Week at the Mod Club with Platinum Blonde and others. Go to IndieCan.com, click on the photos button. It's the first gallery. You'll see everybody who performed that night. Before that, Make Your Exit, part of the Audio Blood showcase. And Dean Lakir kicked things off. There will be more on Dean Lakir next week. Now, what were the totals for Canadian Music Week? There were 1,853 delegates. I counted them. There were 3,565 musicians. 713 artists performed in 58 venues. And there were 654 members of the media there. Biggest event yet in Toronto. Heck of a job. I wouldn't want to have to organize that, but I sure love going. So thank you, Canadian Music Week. That was a great time had by all. We're going to do some more East Coast Music Awards. We've got Solar Coaster on deck. Jen Martin is going to bring us her interview with them. We've got some of the candidates from the Rising Star Showcase CD. We're going to kick off with Rose Cousins, who you will see if you go to IndieCan's YouTube. You can get there right from IndieCan.com. And we've got some video from the East Coast Music Awards, and Rose Cousins plays with Joel Plaskett. This album, 3 of his, is getting a lot of rave reviews. And anyway, I got to tell you, you got to go see that. It's really funny, suspenseful, and entertaining. Let's kick off with Rose Cousins.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Brian.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Mike.
We're from Slow Coaster, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
IndyCan.
Biatch!
Indy in a can.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
No problem.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
You guys have been performing at Smooth Herman's during the ECMAs here two nights. Packed house both nights.
Oh yes.
Fun times had by all.
Lots of shirtless friends.
Yes.
Yes, lots of chaos and shenanigans.
That's the way we do.
So, you guys are hometown boys, right?
Absolutely.
So, what does it mean having these CMAs come to Sydney for you guys?
It means we're extremely busy.
Entirely crazy.
We're getting to hang out with all kinds of friends that don't usually get to come over into our own houses, and they're getting to come into our houses, you know, instead of us going like to their houses because we're in their town. Out-of-town friends are coming into our houses and seeing what our bathrooms are like.
For Atlantic artists, what does, you know, the importance of the ECMAs hold, you know, for them in general and for yourselves?
I think it does two things. It kind of, you know, puts a little spot on your musical resume. And it just shows that there's, you know, a respect and appreciation for all the hard work that you do all year long.
And it's a great scene out here. I think it's actually a little less of a scene than it is a community. What are your guys' feelings on the Atlantic music in general?
It's a very accurate description, actually.
Yeah. Well, booze is the glue that holds everybody together out here, and that's why it's a little more happier and get along than in other conferences I've been to, I think. They got a mixture of East Coast hospitality meets, you know, virtuosic musicianship.
You guys pull a lot of different genres together. So where did this all start from?
Flicking the radio really fast.
Well, we listen to everything. We you know what I mean? Like, we all been in all kinds of different bands, and yeah, we're not really fussy to, you know, only stick to one style.
That would be boring.
Yeah.
I get bored easily.
Yeah, we're really just, you know.
I can't watch anything for like more than 17 seconds.
We're really needy. We need to keep ourselves occupied.
17 seconds is all I got.
Keep ourselves occupied all the time.
What are your next steps? Where are you guys planning on taking your career over the next year?
We have a record coming out in the summertime. The name of our new record is so unbelievably controversial that we can barely pronounce it in human.
Explicit lyrics.
Yeah. For some reason, I definitely believe that.
It's like, you ever see that? Remember that movie Splash where the mermaid comes out on land and Daryl Hannah was like this mermaid?
Yes.
And I think it was Tom Hanks was...
The name of our new album is Daryl Hannah.
Anyway, they kept asking her what her name was, and then she would pronounce it in mermaid. That's kind of what
I've heard. Anything like about. Whale? I don't remember.
It's like a high-pitched screeching noise that breaks glasses in the living room and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Like car again. Lay in the bathtub willingly, keep the shower on so spillingly, a cool warm glow from a distant star again. Said you never use love in a song, only if it's followed by the word you wanna kill me dead. You said you'd love to kill me, you'd love to kill me dead. So long, I said you must have been lying. I was never really gone anywhere, or drawn on anyone, or gone anywhere, or drawn on anyone. Drawn on anyone.
the ultimate in an empty seat of a burnt out bug, yeah. Lay in the bathtub willingly, keep the shower on so spillingly, a cool warm glow from a distant star. I don't think you can.
That was Cher, and before that, Mardine, and of course, Slow Coaster. Okay, we've got a lot in the inbox. We're going to be giving you something from Vancouver, something from the Lions in Calgary. We're going to kick off with Winter Sleep. This is brand new. The song is called Black Camera. If you go to their website, you can download another song of theirs. So here we go, brand new Winter Sleep.
Yeah.
Miss Mercury, you heard of that? That is Michelle Suzanne Côté. Born in the States, lived in Europe, and is in Vancouver now. Has played with a lot of other great Vancouver artists, and many great Vancouver artists have joined forces with her to create this. A very nice work. If this is new to you, check it out. And we're going to finish with Karen Foley, another Vancouver artist. Lions Bay, I think, to be exact. Thanks for being with us at IndieCan. We'll be back next week with more great music. Really appreciate you hanging in with us for an hour.
Reflections in me.
Thank you, Karen Foley. That's from her album, Pushing the Cage. Now, Wintersleep has a new album coming out, New Inheritors, May 18th. We played a track off it called Black Camera, and if you want the title track, you can go to wintersleep.com and have it for free. So here's the MP3 for Wintersleep's New Inheritors. See you next week.
For information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.